Severe erosion is a consequence of wildfire. Fire destroys vegetative protection of the soil, increasing erosion potential. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming Magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Wildfires that have swept through parts of the country have done plenty of damage. But once a fire is out, there is another environmental concern, soil erosion. Hugh Simpson is a program coordinator for the Texas Forest Service. He says fire intensity is a key factor. Fires that burn so hot that the forest canopy and understory are completely consumed leave only bare soil. This puts the land at risk for soil erosion. Soil type will also influence the erosion potential.
If you have more of a sandy soil type, you could be looking at increased erosion rates compared to a soil that would have more of a clay content to it. The topography of the landscape that was burned is another critical factor, and then the amount of precipitation that occurs following a wildfire. And this is not just the total amount of rainfall that falls, but it's the intensity at which it does fall.
A landowner's first instinct is to clean up after a wildfire, but Simpson says while doing this, it's important to immediately control erosion.
Seeding the area with a mix of native seed, grass, and forb species. Sometimes you have to use some temporary cover crops to get some vegetation back on the landscape. Other methods could be using some silt fences in key areas or contour log terraces, erosion control mats. There's a host of products that are available. Some are better suited for particular areas than others.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more information on controlling soil erosion after a wildfire at agriculture.com.